You're listening to SBS News.
It was an emergency move designed to curb the global economic threat of the coronavirus known as COVID-19. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the decision brings the federal funds rate to between 1 to 1.25%.
We do recognize that a rate cut will not reduce the rate of infection. It won't fix a broken supply chain. We get that. We don't think we have all the answers. But we do believe that our action will provide a meaningful boost to the economy. More specifically, it will support accommodative financial conditions and avoid a tightening of financial conditions, which can weigh on activity.
The Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development says the coronavirus outbreak has created the worst downturn since the global financial crisis more than a decade ago. Mr. Powell says the easing of monetary policy will help the US economy.
We are beginning to see the effects on the tourism and travel industries, and we are hearing concerns from industries that rely on global supply chains. The magnitude and persistence of the overall effects on the economy, however, remain highly uncertain, and the situation remains a fluid one.
The chairman says the US economy is not the only market that has been disrupted. French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire is asking European partners from the Group of Seven countries to be flexible and united.
I think the message that would be sent by the G7 in a couple of hours is an essential one, since it will show the determination of the world's seven most developed countries to tackle the problem head on and to bring rapid and strong responses.
The International Monetary Fund and World Bank say they are ready to help countries deal with the economic challenges posed by the virus. They've issued a statement calling for international cooperation. This week, Australia reached record low interest rates after the Reserve Bank slashed the cash rate to 0.5%. RBC Capital Markets Chief Economist Su Ling Ong has told the ABC coronavirus is driving decision making.
And it's really, I think, about addressing and trying to mitigate some of the downside risks to both domestic and global growth from this virus. And that's effectively what the policy action was about.
But Mr. Trump wants even further reductions, which he says will keep the US competitive with the rest of the world.
Their currencies are cut to a level and their rate is cut. They play with their currency, they play with the value of their currencies, and we don't do that. We don't do that. We have a different kind of a theory going.
U.S. stocks rose sharply after the Federal Reserve's rate cut. President Trump says the U.S. is strong but is at a disadvantage when exporting products elsewhere if interest rates are too high.
The other countries love that. I don't like it at all. So I'd like to see our Fed lead instead of being led.
The Reserve Bank of Australia says its board could further ease monetary policy. Australia's central bank was the first after the People's Bank of China to react to the virus. Amid the economic uncertainty, spending habits have changed as customers start to buy items in bulk. Supermarket giant Woolworths has announced a consumer limit on toilet paper purchases after a surge in sales. Woolworths says the four-pack limit will help to secure stock levels as suppliers increase production. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.